This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. China hosted a meeting Thursday between the foreign ministers of Iran and Saudi Arabia as the Middle East nations work to restore ties after 7 years of tensions. Iran's foreign ministry said Iranian Foreign Minister Hossein Amir Abdollahian and his Saudi counterpart, Prince Faisal bin Farhan Al Saud, discussed steps toward reopening embassies and consulates and the official resumption of bilateral relations after agreeing to a China broker deal last month. Saudi Arabia severed diplomatic ties in 2016 after protesters attacked the Saudi embassy in Tehran in response to Saudi Arabia's execution of a Shiite Muslim cleric. Iran and Saudi Arabia have also been on opposite sides of the conflict in Yemen, where Iran has backed the Houthi rebels and Saudi Arabia has led a military coalition in support of the internationally recognized government. Palestinian militants fired a barrage of rockets early Thursday, setting off air raid sirens in southern Israel as violence erupted for the second day in a row during a sensitive period of overlapping holidays. The barrage came after another tense night at Jerusalem's most sensitive holy site, the Al-Aqsa Mosque, where Israeli police clashed with Muslim worshippers attempting to stay overnight in defiance of long-standing compromises about management of the compound. The Israeli military said 7 rockets launched from the Gaza Strip all exploded in midair. Al-Aqsa is the third holiest site in Islam and stands on a hilltop known to Jews as the Temple Mount, which is the holiest site in Judaism. Conflicting claims over the site have spilled into violence before, including a bloody 11-day war 2 years ago between Israel and Hamas, the Islamic militant group that rules Gaza. For more on this and all the stories we're covering, visit us at voanews.com. This is VOA News. France is facing a new round of nationwide protests and strikes on Thursday over a deeply unpopular pension bill that raises the retirement age by 2 years. A meeting Wednesday between Prime Minister Elizabeth Borne and labor unions failed to break a political stalemate. Protests against the reform have drawn crowds of hundreds of thousands in rallies organized by unions since January, which at times have turned violent. The proposal by President Emmanuel Macron would raise the official retirement age from 62 to 64 years old. Opinion polls show a wide majority of French citizens opposed the legislation and President Macron's decision to push it through Parliament without a vote. An investigation of the Catholic Church in the U.S. state of Maryland details a staggering number of alleged sexual abuse cases involving clergy, with hundreds of children among the victims. AP correspondent Jennifer King reports.
More than 150 Catholic priests and others associated with the Archdiocese of Baltimore allegedly molested more than 600 children over the past 80 years. A report on a probe launched in 2019 by the Maryland Attorney General's office was released on Wednesday. It accuses church officials of decades of cover-ups, allowing clergymen to retire and not reporting abuse to the police. Victims said the report was a long overdue public reckoning. The report says the sheer number of abusers and victims and the frequency with which known abusers were given the opportunity to continue preying upon children are astonishing. Also on Wednesday, the state legislature passed a bill to end a statute of limitations on abuse-related civil lawsuits. I'm Jennifer King.
A member of one of the most prominent political families in the United States is setting his sights on the White House. AB correspondent Lisa Dwyer reports.
Democrat Robert F. Kennedy Jr., who's an anti-vaccine activist and member of one of the country's most famous political families, has announced he will run for president. Kennedy has filed a statement of candidacy with the Federal Election Commission. The 69-year-old's campaign to challenge incumbent President Joe Biden for the Democratic nomination is considered a long shot. Kennedy is a nephew of President John F. Kennedy and the son of JFK's slain brother, Robert F. Kennedy. More than 15 years ago, the younger Kennedy became fixated on a belief that vaccines were not safe. He emerged as one of the leading voices in the anti-vaccine movement. His work has been described by public health experts and even members of his own family as dangerous and misleading. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
A source close to the matter says former Italian Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi has been diagnosed with leukemia. The 86-billionaire media tycoon has been treated in intensive care in a cardiac unit at Milan San Rafael Hospital after reportedly suffering breathing problems. I'm Richard Green for VOA News.